little tiny bird. My name is Tweety Pie. I live inside my bird cage, hanging way up high. I like to swing upon my perch and sing my little song. But there's a cat that's after me and won't let me alone. I tore a putty cat a tweeping up on me. I did, I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be.
I am that great big battle cat, Sylvester is my name. I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away. But just as I get close to him, this is what he'll say. I caught a putty cat creeping up on me. You bet he saw a putty cat. That putty cat is me.
That putty cat is very bad, he sneaks up from behind. I don't think I would like it if I knew what's on his mind. I have a strong suspicion that his plans for me aren't good. I am inclined to think that he would eat me if he could.
I'd like to eat that Tweety Pie when he leaves his cage, but I can never catch him. It throws me in a rage. You bet I'd eat that little bird if I could just get near. But every time that I approach, this is all I hear.
I tore a putty cat a tweeping up on me. I did, I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be. And when I sing that little song, my mistress knows he's back. She grabs her broom and brings it down upon Sylvester's back. So listen, you bad putty cat, let's both be friends, you see. My mistress will not chase you if you sing this song with me. Come on now, like a good cat.
Oh, all right. Suffering succotash.
I tore a putty cat a creeping up on me.
I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be.
Hello. There we go. Not quite sure what happened there. I think we lost... Oh dear, we lost everything for a small second there. A good start. A good start indeed. Hi everyone, I'm Arjun GK. This is Radio Redux, the show that brings to you music and sonicness and other stuff, but only at like, you know, 7 o'clock on a Sunday. Because otherwise it would be a bit silly. Anyway, I am here once again, and so are you. Apparently, there's a fair few people in the wonderment that was the TSS Java chat room. So, you were just listening to, well, at the start of the show, before we had the main theme, we had I can't ponytail. Which was actually sung by Mel Blanc, who voiced both Tweety and Sylvester, or Sweetie Pie, I should say, because it was old school Tweety back in those days, and he/she was called Sweetie Pie. Random bit of Warner Brothers Looney Tunes trivia for you there. After that, we had Enflow of Tripod Babies Show the Hedgehog remix, and then we had from Sonic Rivals 2, Chaotic Inferno Zone Act 2. Mainly because I was listening to it earlier in the week and thought, hey, that's pretty cool. The reason why I had the Mel Blanc thing at the beginning was mainly due to the fact that there was some developments in Infrared Online. In fact, there's been several over the last week that I'm delighted to say the forum hasn't really noticed yet. But one of these was indeed this a new rank slash user group slash reward slash award called Tweety Pie. And that has absolutely nothing to do with Twitter whatsoever. Speaking of Twitter, you can also send in your questions now to Twitter. If you go to your Twitter client or Twitter itself and send a reply / DM to at Sonic Rex, no gaps, and then I'll answer it. Very simple. We actually have a topic today. I thought of a topic just before I came on air. And today's topic is, what should Sonic Team do with Knuckles? So, obviously, with the Shadows track at the beginning, it should probably have been, what should Sonic Team do with Shadow? But, you know, that would be very unoriginal. So let's talk about Knuckles. Let's talk about Nux. Let's talk about Nux, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things, all the bad things, yet, baby. Let's talk about Nux. So, what has gone on this week? Wow! A lot of stuff. Summer of Sonic vague updates. I'm looking at contracts at the moment for venue, and I'm waiting for training so I can request a number which I can then give to them, the venue people, and I can then, I don't know. It's very complicated. It would be much easier if I could just go, hey, could you just make a number so that they can claim money? But apparently that's not okay. So much easier. Anyway, so I've been going through that, going through a lot of other stuff. I've been also having a clean out, and there's less boxes and bags and things all over the place. I've been taking photographs like crazy for the last couple of days, and the result is that Sonic Rex got quite a large update to the Sonic Legacy project. If you're not familiar with what the Sonic Legacy project is, it's basically, here's like every piece of merchandise that I own, and here's every piece of merchandise that I come across, and here's a photo of it so you can actually see it. It's very, it's just a show, basically. Things, you know, what things were made for towards the game, how rare they are, what they physically look like. It's all very well. It's a merchandise database, basically, as Spongy's just rightfully said. So yeah, but all the comics need to be done and everything, and anyway, so who's in the chat room, or who's listening in, I should say, as well? Well, we've got Blake Draco, and we've got Techo Hawk, and there may be some others, depending on how things go. I don't know. It all depends very much. Yeah, I think there are only two outside of the chat room. I don't know, maybe T-Bird is listening in as well. I'm not sure anymore. So from the bottom to the top, we have underscore Spondy, Vija Earthart 2 is an agony aunt, which explains a lot. Then there's Turbo Staff, Spinball Wizard, SJSSF, Shadow Fox 04, Ringtail Fox, Resident SD, MK, Joe Forever, Hypersonic Guest 43210. Flyfox, D'Artagnan, Crimson Hedgy by Afra, AUK is an SSR. Then there's a Flyby, Joshu, and Chanbot. Spondy is. What are you doing? Stop. So. That was my week, really. So a lot of stuff going on. SOS looks like it's going to be fun for me this year. Seriously, the amount of paperwork it looks like I'm going to have to do in the run-up to SOS is frightening. Yay! It's all fun. But, I've got lots of quotes for things as well at the moment. Quotes for, you know, games. Games pods. And tables. And other things in there. Oh, joyous. Yes, Crimson Edge says, okay, you got to do it though right, all this health and safety stuff, etc. Yes, exactly. And the fact that it's a bigger venue, it's in a slightly different area, it's a proper venue, it's not just like a hall somewhere. There's all this other stuff that needs doing, there's all various things like fire safety plans need to be written. There's going to be evacuation plans and hazard assessments and things like that, and it's just like, no, stop. Credit Energy actually asks an SOS related question. I noticed on your merch page that you noted a Black Knight promotional item. Will it really be at SOS? Yes, it will. It's a very specific reason why I'm not showing that particular one. It will be revealed at SOS what this prototype piece of merchandise was. That was made for. It was a prototype that was made towards Sonic and the Black Knight. No one's seen it. No one knows what it is. And I don't mean absolutely anyone knows what this is, really, apart from a few people. It's currently in my drawer at work, actually. And it shall be revealed Maybe a couple of you will be able to use it, or not as the case may be, at SOS as well. T-Bird has just joined Sonic Stadium. Woo-ha! So perhaps he is listening in. Excellent. Of course, T-Birds and Dreadnux are back, along with Sonic Yoda and Jesmi, and they're all back from the land of Japan. Vija says, whatever it is, I know I want it. You can't, it's mine. It's one of a kind, it's mine. Yeah. So, this is, it was saying, T-Bird and Dreadnux have come back from the land of beyond, land of the rising sun in Japan and Tokyo, laden down with various goodies, including, I might add, including a very rare CD. In fact, very luckily, T-Bird brought back two of these special Sega remix CDs that actually has a remix of Sega Sonic the Hedgehog on it, which is kind of crazy. So, if you're interested in possibly getting one of those, I'm kind of doing myself a disservice here because I quite fancied it myself, but check out on eBay. The man with the hat has put one on there, and if he's very clever, he'll sort out a link and put it and post it, I should say, in the chat room. So, we've got a fair few questions today lined up. Not much in the way of discussion at the moment with regards... And you never guess what? OC Remix have just asked me a question, which is pretty damn good. I will have to do that. I'll have to answer that question from OC Remix, from Linesaver. I've got to answer that. Awesome! But so not much discussion at the moment by way of what Sonic Team should do with Knuckles. Erfart says, can I request from the same Sonic Worlds 2 soundtrack, The Haunted Zone Act 2? I can't remember the exact name of it actually. Was it Haunted? Or is it something Haunt? Mystic Haunt Zone, that was it. Earthheart, pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. Which one did you want? Which act did you want? Lots of discussion about. People going off. So, Spondy makes the point that do SSR abroad. Well, I did SSR over in America on a couple of occasions. Turbo says that Knuckles should get his own game like everyone else. Not everyone else. Lots of requests coming in. Act 2. Yes, you did say that. Sorry, I was looking at... stopped looking at it at the right time, at the wrong time, I should say. And T-Bird wants with me for my Marty Friedman fix, he says. I think we can have with me as well. We could, if I... Oh, don't tell me I don't have it down on here yet. That would be silly. With me. Oh my goodness me. That's just terrible. I haven't got... Ah! Right, well, I'm going to have to download with me from Sonic Stadium, because I haven't actually got it on the PC yet. That's rather disappointing. So I will go off for a music break now. We're going to have Haunted Zone, Mystic Haunt Act 2 for Earthheart. We're then going to have something long. I think we've got something for the Sonic CD, because... well, just because, really. We'll have one song each. We'll have Tidal Tempest Future from the Japanese / Euro. And then we're going to have Wacky Workbench Good Future from the US soundtrack. And then we're going to have from Jose the Bronx Rican... Knuckles is Unknown from MC. And then, after that, we're going to hopefully have Face to Faith. And with me, depending upon whether or not I can find where I'm supposed to be going. Ugh, still getting used to all this stuff with Vista. Anyway, get your PMs in for your discussion points about what you should do with Knuckles. And so, do you think we should bring back Knuckles Chaotix in some form? It would be interesting. I was, funnily enough, I was trying to explain Knuckles Chaotix the other day to somebody at work, and how it worked and where it was, because obviously Knuckles Chaotix being a 32X game, not really many people have heard of it. Of course, Knuckles Chaotix also not being on any of the collection state. It's not my fault. Don't start blaming me, for God's sake. But yes, of course, it hasn't been on any of the collections yet either. So, do you think? So, what do you think Sonic Team should do with Knuckles? Do you think that a new Knuckles Chaotix game would work in today's modern industry with the new fans? Would that work for them? Would it work for you? More importantly. I'll be back in a while. Here's some music.
piano me. Fighting freak knuckles. Still fearless. Still got no weak spots. Back once again after the Master Emerald. Fool still after my jewels. I stay on point 8-day. From the island. Gotta protect this place. Do it for my race. I'm just gonna creep. Stay knuckles up in a deep cut. And whip on it. Bring it. I don't care. We can do it.
I'm coming through rougher than the rest of them, brother. I'm the best of them, tougher than my brethren. Ziggin' call me Knuckles, cause when I swing these buckle, nothing but trouble when I'm flexing my muscles. Yo, I'm hard as nails, it ain't hard to tell, that's worth the tales. Break them all off, solid or frail, unlike the rest. Independent ever since my first breath, first to test, feel the right, then my words left. It's the new porcupine on the block with the buff chest, straight out the wilderness with that ruggedness. Knock knock, it's Knucks, y'all, the blow thrower, independent flower, magic emerald holder. Crota, give me the cold shoulder, and my spikes go through boulders. That's why I always stay a loner, born with no help, so I'm just out for Delph. Get it on by myself at the seventh skit show. That's what I'm representing. Never seen a Mike Hogg spit like a menace. It's going down, the Master Emerald's gone. Somebody gon' get this quick, my word's gone. Fighting my foes all the time, but I got a point, they always staying out of line. Guaranteed I'ma find my gems and emeralds. They don't call me Knuckles for nothing, I can't lose.
Yeah. K-N-U-C-K-L-E-S was born to live my life on Angel Island, cause my duty's to protect the Emmy Diamond Thugs, holding it down cause I'm searching for shining, but every time I'm looking for sun I can't find it. Is this the way, is this the path that I chose? Damn, why am I living like my heart just froze? And all that I see is a storm of gemstones, man. I like to dig holes searching for pure gold. Large pots of treasure always make me feel better. If I need to fight anybody for whatever, I clench my fist tight, then we can go head up. Though I don't want I hurt none, I leave your head shattered. Been lonely all my life. Doesn't matter, I'm here for the mission. And whoever wanna bring it, Ziggin call me stubborn, but still I'ma live it. Do anything to collect the Master Emerald. Climb mountains, glide through valleys, run down every road. Wild and hungry, ain't nothing funny. My philosophy's my knuckles, my feet kick like Chun-Li.
That's what I'm representing. Never seen a Mike Hogg spit like a menace. It's going down, the Master Emerald's gone. Somebody gon' get this quick, my word's gone. Fighting my foes all the time, but I got a pull, they always staying out of line. Guaranteed I'ma find my gems and emeralds. They don't call me Knuckles for nothing, I can't lose.
Born like this, scared of no one, fear nothing. Straight thuggin', I'm out for the ones and bling hunting. Diamonds and gems, yo, we can battle to the end. But beware of my namesake, the knuckles that I send. Cause when they penetrate, that the certain is pure hurting. Their heart is steel, footwork is blazing, for you it's curtains. Never see me run from, never see me surrender. Lay you out and fly away like there's no other contender. Render opponents tender, career ender. Run up in one round wonders and I'm switching their gender. Pick up your dukes, these mooks wanna blow up like nukes. Nothing but flukes, I send all your kooks crying to Marduks. Cause I'm I know from Emmy, but not from G-E-N-E. S-I-S, cause ain't no shame in my G-A-M-E. Peace to 32X and the click called Chaotix. Peace from the island and the Bronx, reeking for the remix.
That's what I'm representing. Never seen a Mike Hogg spit like a menace. It's going down, the Master Emerald's gone. Somebody gon' get this quick, my word's gone. Fighting my foes all the time, but I got a pull, they always staying out of line. Guaranteed I'ma find my gems and emeralds. They don't call me Knuckles for nothing, I can't lose.
Don't let it hit your mood. Shot the Green Hill, Labyrinth, Hilltop, Ice Cap, Marble Garden, Speed Highway, Red Mountain, Lost World, Mission Street, Wild Canyon, Pumpkin Hill, Death Chamber. Shout out to the old Earth. Take care.
world will have its test. Don't blame for what I have become. You know, every world will come to end. And I create a final breath. I can't taste the day.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're back. Sorry, we had a with a rather large music break there, owing to a couple of factors, actually. Number one, I decided I would do myself some a vague snack, and I had bought myself some lovely McCain microchips. Apart from being very disappointed at the fact that there seems to be a lot less than there used to be back in the day, as I recall, on my way down to get them, I basically half fell down the stairs and landed in a rather awkward way, in a sort of ah crap, no, don't fall any further type thing, all hands brace for impact, ow my foot, and my foot's rather not a pain at the moment as a result of that. But I do have chips. This is a lot better. Oh. To go through, everyone's now saying, back in my day, when I was a young'un, etc. But I'm older than you. So there. So I can say that. There's been lots of discussion during the break. Which consist of the following songs that I've actually erased from Winamp, so I can't tell you what it was. There are Toads of the Bronx Recon in there, and there is a track from Sonic CD, Euro and Sonic CD America, etc. And of course with me. And right at the end we had Steam of the Band for Abracadabra. The chat room fails for the sheer fact that he didn't get that T-Bird was sort of taking the mick out of the lyrics and going abra abracadabra. So for those of you who thought he thought that was the name of the artist and the track, you fail. And you just lost the game as well, just for good measure. So in discussion about Chaotix, T-Bird says bring it back purely for Bomb and Heavy. The least interesting Sonic characters around before Chris Thorndike and friends appeared in the scene. SJSF says, I think they should do a game based on the Sonic the Comic Knuckles storyline. I'd like to see one based around the Echidna methodology that wasn't Chronicles. That's just me. Crimson Hedy also says maybe Chaotix should be released as an Xbox Live Arcade / PSN title. Vincent SD says it would be cool for Sonic Chaotix to appear somewhere. It's not the greatest game in the world, but still. Quintetti says on something like a Sega Hidden Gems collection. See, I think that'd be a good idea. Games that didn't sell well. Do a little collection of games that didn't necessarily sell well, but have a sort of, you know, mythical quality about them in some way. Or as Resident SD very kindly puts it, it should be called the Sega's not particularly great Sonic games, but no one got to play it for the first time because it was an expensive add-on, so we give it another go collection. Which is a fair enough comment, I think. I'm all out of chips. That is fail. I'm all out of chips. That's fries, if you're American. Yeah, lots of people saying that. Chris Edge says they re-release Night Trap. I think they should re-release Night Trap because this is so funny now. Shadow Fox 04 and T-Bird also raised the point that Sega Sonic Arcade hasn't been re-released yet. I make the case, and I have done before, that of course with Sega Sonic Arcade, it's kind of difficult because it's obviously a track-based system. However, I honestly think it could be released now for the Wii. Simply because you have, if you're able to do a fishing motion or something like that, it's exactly the same thing. So, how that could be recoded, I think, if they wanted to. Resident SD says about Sonic CD with a Japanese soundtrack in Europe, but yes, that is indeed, Europe did have the Japanese soundtrack. It was America that had the American soundtrack, and then there was the Euro-Japanese one. Shadow Fox 4 says still have an option to switch between the two soundtracks, but SJSF points out quite rightly we're taking too much memory. Just going through. Sonic World was, some people have said about Sonic World. Oh, crikey, that's going back a bit. And obviously Sonic R. Video was singing along with a mouse full of lasagna, apparently. Which is interesting. T-Bird also points out that the guitarist on that was the ex-Megadeth guitarist, the best Megadeth guitarist. Therefore, it is extra awesome. Lots of people with great non-sympathy for me falling downstairs. What? T-Burn says, ha, take that Java chat, you've officially been told off by your SSR dad. Nice. Because it didn't take long to eat them. Yeah, there's barely any chips in the microchips box now, as T-Burn rightly says, there's absolutely nothing. Lol, stares indeed, says Spondy. But yes, so let's go through the questions, because we do have, say, lots of questions. For it's time for questions and answers. Answers and questions from Q&A UK. Crimson Hedgie, I will see if I have your request, and if so, we'll have that on in the next music break, or to end the show. How about that? Blue Hero, which is Diogo, I'm sure you all know Diogo, asks, what kind of question can we ask? Which is a question. You can ask any kind of question you like. OC Remix actually asks... So, Lion Tamer from Overclocked Remix asks me, on behalf of quite a few of the others, excellent, I'm answering questions for everyone. So, excellent, Rex, better soundtrack, Sonic CD Japan or US? DJ Pretzel, Hose of the Bronx Recon, which is one of the reasons why that we had Hose of the Bronx Recon earlier. Harmony, Aaron and I debated this yesterday. What is the better one? I honestly think that the Japanese one is better. That is it's nothing against the American. Not a lot of people hate the American one for some reason. Which, once you know the full story of the American one, makes you wonder why. Considering it was like a miracle it was done, the American one. It's, you know, the American one, and I think T-Bird's touched on this before on the Tea Time show. The American soundtrack deserves more love than it probably gets. But I do think the Japanese one is better. It just gives us a slightly better form of atmosphere. Slightly more dramatic as opposed to the American one, which I feel is just a bit more sort of... It was a bit stereotypical American, actually. It's sort of like... lots of sort of... sort of American rock motif in a way for some of it, and as a result I just happen to think that the Japanese one sounds better with it. It's good. I think it's good that there is the two, actually. If you have the opportunity, I would recommend playing CD with both soundtracks. It really does give it a different feel, like I said, a different atmosphere about the game. As a result, it gives you a different playing experience. So you do have that particular option, should you so wish. Martin the Fat Ninja, i.e. Martin from work, asks, is it true you've had a shave? Yes, I have. Also, the haircut. Which you'd be able to see Monday, but you're not listening into this show, so you won't know anyway. So you'll just have to see Monday. Earthard points out that I don't like to shave that often, as it requires a fairly hefty lawnmower. So not this bother with a hover, Earthard. Not this bother with a hover. Yeah, but so I personally think it's the European / Japanese one. Lots of random noises coming from outside the front house. Let's see. Resident Aesthetic, I think Knuckles should release his long-awaited rap album. Yeah, he can maybe duet with Macho Man Randy Savage. Although Crimson Hedgie says that I can imagine Knuckles with Mr. T-style bling. I pity the fool who doesn't leave the Master Emerald alone. Pity the Hedgehog. No, sorry, Pity the Hedgehog is coming in the next main Sonic game. Whoops, I gave that away. Oh no. Oh no, there's been everyone started coming up with Mr. T-isms. Everyone started coming up with Mr. T-isms for Sonic. Turbo says to Tails, I ain't getting on that plane, fool. Yeah, lots of going on. Blef was having some trouble getting on the chat, that's a shame. SJSF says, oh god, no, just no, AUK. What? It's not my fault that you don't like the idea of Pity the Hedgehog. Do we have any late night infomercials with Mr. T over in the UK? No, I'm pleased to say we don't. We do have advert for Snickers, though. Where Mr. T tells you to get some nuts. But apart from that, I can see Knuckles doing those. you know, piloting an F-16 hotshot. F-60 Bigfoot, I should say, through Station Square, Chosen Sonic. Get some nuts, fool! Other questions? Let's go to the actual Ethereal Online section, see if anyone has any questions. How much potato bread do you think you can eat before you pass out, genre of Sonic fans? Quite a lot, I would imagine. It would be the answer to that. Rival Schools or Sonic another Nintendo game? Haven't I done this one already? I think I have. In that I said before, I've not played Rival Schools, have anything to do with Rival Schools, so it'd always be Sonic another Nintendo game. Oh, which, by the way, is happening later in the year. It's called Mario, and, well, actually, that's not a Nintendo game, to be fair. But, of course, he's appearing in another Nintendo-based game. Set to be made by Sega. Question 4. If Sonic is the Knight of the Wind, who are the Knights of Lightning and Peanut Butter? Charmy is the Knight of Peanut Butter. And the Knight of Lightning is Metal Sonic, owing to the fact that if you recall Sonic Heroes, he is able to stand proudly on top of a rather large aerial during a thunderstorm. So he is a massive conductor of electricity who is standing on another massive conductor of electricity in the middle of a massive storm, and he somehow doesn't get hit. No, physics doesn't allow that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm pretty certain. Yes, I actually did a comic based on that for Sonic Rex, didn't I? That very notion. I've just remembered. Tanaku says, have you ever seen an elephant fly? I've seen a horse fly. I've seen a dragon fly. And I've seen I've seen things. I've seen them with my eyes. I've seen things. They're often in disguise, like carrots, handbags, cheese, and marmalade trousers. Those aren't too nice. Which version of Disney's Haunted Mansion do you prefer, i.e. Disneyland, Walt Disney World, Tokyo Disneyland, Disneyland Paris, known as Phantom Manor? I've never been to Disneyland, so I would not know. And if you've been to all of those, you're very lucky. What is your best Bayamut impression as opposed to your Tiamat impression? What? I have no idea what this one is, so I'm going to actually look it up. Bayamut. Bayamut is a powerful draconic deity derived from Bayamut of Arabic mythology in Dungeons & Dragons role-playing game. As Bayamut did not appear in the television series Dungeons & Dragons, I cannot do an impression of Bayamut. Therefore, here's my impression of Bayamut. There we go. As opposed to my Tiamat impression, which I've done a Tiamat one for ages, and it's like, there is no escape from the dragon's graveyard! I will go and fetch for you, Venger! Etc. Echo Hawk in big capital letters, PM, please go, Bayamut is a king of the dragons! Yes, but Bayamut did not appear in the Dungeons & Dragons TV series. I do not know Bayamut! There we go. Question 4. Staff chucks or sword chucks? Neither. Chopsticks. Do you think that female ninjas are more sneaky than male ninjas? Is question 5. I think they're more clumsy. If you've ever played Tales and Symphonia, you know they're clumsy and more comely. Question 6. Would you rather get hit by a cone of fire coming from Bowser or the Kuru Kuru panel from Tails Sky Patrol? I would much rather get hit by by the fire from Bowser, to be honest. Ben and Jerry's or Dairy Queen? We don't have Dairy Queen over in the UK, therefore it will be Ben and Jerry's. Are your power levels, imitating Vegeta, over 9,000? Yes. Celtic says, are you absolutely sick to death of answering incredibly retarded questions? Darkness the Hedgehog says, question 1, what kind of Sonic animal would you be? I'd be an echidna. The Guinness Rock. Rawr. Question 2. Why did Sega have Sonic get killed in Sonic the Hedgehog 2006? Well, they didn't. The game never happened. I don't know what this is you're talking about. The game never happened. It was clearly a figment of your imagination. If you ran into darkness, this is obviously Darkness the Hedgehog clan character again. If you ran into darkness once, what would you do? Use a torch. My answer. Question 4. How do you live with a Mario fan for a sibling? I don't have a Mario fan for a sibling. do you have a Mario fan for a sibling? The best way of living with a Mario fan for a sibling is to disown them. Or alternatively, pack them in a... seal them in a sort of cell made out of hay bales, is what I would suggest to you. And then play Crush 40 at them constantly until they accept the inevitability of their futility. Question 5: does Knuckles like Rouge or does he hate her? Well, that is the question, isn't it? You'd have to ask Knuckles. I can't get an impression of Knuckles, so you can't answer. Around the Dragon says, would you happen to know who was the good person who sent me a lovely Sonic Chronicles t-shirt for my birthday? If so, could you give him my most sincere thanks and loving huggles? Thanks for the time, she says. No, sadly, I don't know who that was. Earthart says, what is your opinion on the demise of 3D Realms? It's a shame, that, isn't it? I was quite looking forward to Duke Nukem Forever. He also asked, did you ever hold any hope for Duke Nukem Forever coming out? Actually, I did. I held a lot more hope for it coming out than quite a lot of other people did. Certainly at work. But, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame, you know? It'll be good. It'll be good. But it is a pity. There's still obviously still some hope that it could get picked up by somebody. Nothing's ever for sure, really, in the games industry, as you will know anymore. Ever also asks, what day should I restart Earthart's boombox on? Well, I would suggest that you start it on next Wednesday, funnily enough. Next Wednesday, and you should return with it next Wednesday in the form of a new regular appearance once again. So look out next Wednesday, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Our first boombox is returning to SSR. Biafra's bored, so I'm going to ask a political question. Oh dear. Your pick for Prime Minister: Gordon Brown, David Cameron, or Nick Clegg? Gordon Brown's Prime Minister wasn't voted in anyway, and has made a right mess of things. If Clegg got in, the Lib Dems wouldn't know what the hell to do. It's Cameron, frankly. I think David Cameron should be next Prime Minister. There we go. Crimson is his real robot or super robot? Robot. Conquers All. And if I remember rightly, was actually a character in DC's podcast way back when. I'm pretty certain there was the robot that took over one of his shows. Who knows? Maybe the robot take over one of the Ready Reacts' shows one time. It'll be fun. I wouldn't have to do anything. Earthart says more multiplayer chuckles online tonight. Quite possibly. Sounds good to me. T-Bird's just Courage the Hedgehog. Courage the Hedgehog is constantly at the bar drinking pints. And he's Dutch as well. Resident SD said Knuckles should do the Silent Bang ads. That'd be cool. That's an awesome suggestion. That is absolutely brilliant. That's the best thing I've heard all day. Resident SD, you win something. I don't know. In fact, it's that good. I'm going to give him a spot prize, because that is that awesome. Let me just sort this out. Right. Okay, Resident SD, So Virgin SD has won the spot prize. I don't know what it is yet, but I'll send you something. Kim Lenny says, oh god, now I can imagine Mr. T power walk advert. Oh dear. It's more Mr. T. What is it with the Eon Forums and their potato bread? It's because they listen to the shows and they remember that I have a great affinity for potato bread, which only seems to be available in America. And I could just eat it forever, basically. So they've got affinity for remembering that, but they've not got affinity to find out everything. It's all the sound degree. Oh, I thought it says that FU physics for some reason. Everyone's now turned on physics for some reason. Taylor says physics is for pussies, and Shadow Fox 04 says physics doesn't work. So now I've got T-Bird annoyed slash worried because he'd be out of a job if it didn't work. Bum is a bad R&B remix. Well, thank you very much. Spondy asks, what is the best way to get a weapon away from a Garrison credit cleric? Sorry, and the answer is that you ask him for it. Everyone knows that. Hey. Yeah, Joe. I'm going back to it, Joe. Forever. I know that I've not gone to yours yet. Bang, and the hedgehog's gone. Actually, that surely it should be Shadow doing that with his gun. Bang, and the soldier is gone. Bang, and the alien is gone. Bang, and you are gone. Bang, and everyone's gone. Bang, bang, bang. It should be that, really, as the advert. That would be brilliant. It should have gone incredibly insane before breaking down. Maria. That's what should happen. Bang, and the dirt is gone. There we go. Tiamat does the slip bang. Okay, back to the questions in the chat room. Richard Joe Forever's next, funnily enough. I'm back in the chat room. Did you miss me? Yes, we did. I wonder where you were, Joe Forever, actually. What would SW be on drugs? It would be WS. Oh, yes. I'll let you figure out what WS stands for. What would you do if stuff was mysteriously disappearing from your fridge? I would come to the conclusion that I had eaten it. Well, stuff has disappeared from my fridge, funnily enough. Curious. Are you volunteering guilt on that fact? Are you volunteering guilt on that fact, Joe Forever, I wonder? So, yes, Resident SD's won a prize. Just going through everyone else, see if there's anything questions. Okay. Right, so it's about that time where I say goodbye. We're going to have some music to end the show, which is Burning Hearts Angel from Burning Rangers. And we're also going to have, as that was, it was a request, from the Project Chaos, Knuckle Duster was requested as well, and that'll be quite nice to end the show, I think. Thank you for listening to Radio Redux and me, iChange UK. I will look forward to I will look forward to speaking to you again next time. Hopefully, we won't be falling down these stairs next time. That would be all kinds of awesome. But for that, for now, I've been Ancient GK. This has been Radio Redux, and I will see you next time. Bye for now. We'll be right back.